statue shrouded in blue plastic. An engraving on the building's stone face revealed that this was Federal Hall, 26 Wall Street, where, on April 30, 1789, George Washington had taken the oath of office as first president of the United States. This was the exact spot where the first man, given the responsibility to safeguard life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all people, was sworn in. So close to ground zero. So close to Wall Street. I went on around the block to Pine Street. There I came face to face with the world headquarters of Chase, the bank David Rockefeller built, a bank seeded with oil money and harvested by men like me. This bank, an institution that served the EHMs and that was a master at promoting global empire, was in many ways the very symbol of the corporatocracy. I recalled reading that the World Trade Center was a project started by David Rockefeller in 1960, and that in recent years the complex had been considered an albatross. It had the reputation of being a financial misfit, unsuited to modern fiber optic and internet technologies, and burdened with an inefficient and costly elevator system. Those two towers had once been nicknamed David and Nelson. Now the albatross was gone. I kept walking slowly, almost reluctantly. Despite the warmth of the afternoon, I felt a chill, and I realized that a strange anxiousness, a foreboding, had taken hold of me. I could not identify its source, and I tried to brush it off, picking up my pace. I eventually found myself once again looking at that smoldering hole, the twisted metal, that great scar in the earth. I leaned against a building that had escaped the destruction and stared into the pit. I tried to imagine the people rushing out of the collapsing tower and the firefighters dashing in to help them. I tried to think about the people who had jumped, the desperation they felt. But none of these things came to me. Instead, I saw Osama bin Laden accepting money and weapons worth millions of dollars from a man employed by a consulting company under contract to the United States government. Then, I saw myself sitting at a computer with a blank screen. I looked around, away from Ground Zero, at the New York streets that had avoided the fire and now were returning to